Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Welcome along to the show tonight. Just to kick things off, Zach, you know, sometimes in movies or TV shows, you'll see that restaurants or cafes or shops might have a picture of somebody up behind the counter, a do not serve this person.
Yeah.
Something they might have done there or whatever. They said, don't serve this person ever again.
You haven't found yourself on one of those, have you?
Well, I think something that's happened to me at a restaurant over the weekend, there is a very reasonable chance there is a picture of me behind the counter of a restaurant in Australia somewhere. Saying, never let this man in again.
You kicked up a stink. I want to see the manager.
No. No, this is more to do with an alleged theft. Now, I want to be clear. I plead my innocence.
Yeah.
And I reckon in any court of law, I walk out of there completely fine.
Okay.
Scot-free. But I might make the picture on the wall. That's possible.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, it's been a pretty demoralising weekend for Australia, Zach. Whether you're a sports fan or not, we have not had a weekend quite as bad as the one just finished, possibly ever in Australian history.
We next to never cover sport on this show.
Yeah.
But sometimes there's something so significant, it just barges its way in.
Well, Saturday night, Zach, let's go through the results that the Australian national team had. Firstly, in the rugby union, Australia lost to Ireland 21-26. That's one loss. Then the cricket came along, one day, Australia lost to England by 38 runs. That's a second loss. And then we lost to France in the Soccer World Cup, 2-1. Now, that is all in the space of about an hour those matches finished of each other.
How much can we take?
The morale. I mean, I think people have never watched a minute of sports in their life.
Yeah, you could feel it.
You could feel it. You'd be driving around and you'd feel that something's happened.
That's what's been going on. If you're on public transport on Sunday.
That's it.
And you felt like, what's going on here? It feels like everyone's kind of down.
That's it.
That's why.
I'll be honest. I'm just going to say it. We are a nation of losers right now.
We want to turn that around.
Yeah, we need to. We need to do this for the morale of Australia. That's what needs to happen.
On 13-10-60, have you had a win that we can claim?
Any win. Any win. I think we just need news of a win right now to lift
maybe
our spirits.
Maybe you won $2 on a scratchy. Maybe your trivia team got up. Maybe your netball team won this evening.
Yep.
We need to start turning this around by proving that there have been some wins in Australia.
Can I tell you a win, actually, Zach, that I got over the weekend?
You've had a win.
I had a win last night on a vending machine. I don't know if you classify it as a win, but we'll take anything.
No. Yeah. So is the win that you put the money in and you got the chocolate? Because that's how they work.
No, this is a better win than that. What happened was I put the money in, the chocolate came out, and then the money also came out.
What, you got your money back?
Yeah, the vending machine faltered.
That's a great win.
Got a free chocolate.
Did you put the money back in and get another one?
Of course I did.
Yep.
Two chocolates. Didn't work the second time around, unfortunately.
Tom's like, maybe this is a magic vending machine.
But see, doesn't that already lift your morale a little bit, Australia?
I'm happier.
You're feeling happier already. What a win for the country that Dom got a free chocolate. That's what everyone wants to
have. Have you had any win at all? We need to turn this around. Give us a call, 13-10-60.
All right, let's celebrate some national pride here. We have Anna in Melbourne. What was your win, Anna?
My netball team, D's Nets, we won our semi-final today.
Oh, what was the score, Anna?
30-15.
30. Oh, double the score.
Killed him.
Not even
Blonged
a question. And what was the name of the opposition you played?
Oh, I don't know. But we also.
Who cares, Anna?
No one remembers the losers.
No one remembers who came second. They only remember D's Nets.
Oh, geez. I've got to say, Zach, starting to feel the optimism that the victorious spirit.
Leanne on 13-10-60, what's your win?
The next nugget.
Wait, hold on a second.
That was a bit muffled, but I think I just heard the win of wins. Leanne, what just happened?
We got an extra nugget from the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, wow, Dom.
Okay.
Whoa.
I've got to say, Zach, I think if Australia went on to win the World Cup in the soccer, an event that is very hard to do in the sporting landscape, it would be hard to beat Leanne.
Can we send some extra nuggets to Russia?
Well, actually, that's probably against the illegal drugs. Do you know what I mean? That's performance enhancing.
Yeah.
If you got extra nuggets, you're going to win. We got Abby on 13-10-60. What was your win, Abby?
So today I won a free coffee on my stamp card.
Oh, brilliant. So is that like a loyalty card thing?
Yep, and I've been saving it up, and today I had my big win, and I got my free coffee, and I chose the big size.
Of course you would.
Go big or go home, Abby. That's how we do it.
Well, you know what? That's our message to the rest of the world. Sure, you might beat us on the sporting field, but have a listen to this, Zach.
Yes.
When it comes to loyalty cards, when it comes to netball semi-finals, when it comes to McDonald's drive-thrus.
Aussie.
We cannot be beaten.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
America may have just found their next president, and it might have come from an unusual source.
Well, on during an interview over the weekend in America, Kim Kardashian, famous from keeping up with the Kardashians, obviously, was asked this question.
Would you ever run for office?
Anything can happen. I guess never say never.
That's right.
Sounds like Kim's got to be the next president.
It's on, Zach. You can imagine people are making the slogans, the shirts, the hats, the signs at the moment. Everyone's going to be out there, you know, campaigning for Kim.
Kim, we're here for you.
Mm.
We want to help out.
Yep.
So we've made your very first political ad.
Vote one, Kim Kardashian for president.
She's got her head around the tax system.
And I know it's not something that you or I could really fully understand, but I don't even think we have to.
She'll get along with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
He's growing up. I mean, that's just kind of what you do when you're growing up and you make mistakes.
She's going to carve her face into Mount Rushmore.
Is it a little ridiculous? Is it vain? Yes, but it's fun.
She'll even solve America's debt problem by selling NASA's spaceships.
So I'm going to put them all up on eBay, and I give a percentage to my church.
Kim Kardashian for president.
Because last time they elected a reality star as president, it went so well.
Donald Trump is the greatest. He's the greatest, greatest, greatest.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Potentially a very big opportunity for the show, Zach. Someone's gotten in touch. Nelson has gotten in touch with the show with a suggestion. Firstly, they're referencing this chat we had a few weeks ago when Maryborough, the small town in Queensland, got the town's first ever roundabout. So I love a good roundabout. I always used to think, in all honesty, when I was a kid, you know how sometimes I love like a little green spot in the middle of a big roundabout?
Yeah,
right. Like
love
some
it.
Grass and like some trees. I used to think what a fun place that'd be for a picnic.
What, among all the traffic?
I just thought it'd look like a nice oasis in the desert of traffic out there.
We should do that.
Well, just picnics on
do roundabout. A picnic on a roundabout and see how people responded.
Good roundabout chat.
Hmm.
A few weeks later, Nelson's gotten in touch over the weekend, and this is exciting. Nelson has just said, oh, and we should add, get in touch with us anytime. Collecting Down's Facebook, Instagram, we'd love to hear from you. Nelson has said, you guys definitely need to host the radio show one night on a roundabout.
Live from a roundabout.
Mm.
Collective Noun late night. Yep.
Yeah,
that has a ring to
well,
it.
We
it look, sounds good.
I'll be honest, when I first read this, it was, I imagine, similar to the feeling Charlie got when he saw the golden ticket in Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Mm. It was, here we go. The whole world has opened up to us now.
I reckon Neil Armstrong was at a barbecue.
Yeah.
And someone said, you ever thought about going to the moon?
Mm.
He goes, hang on. That's actually a pretty good idea.
It's not bad.
Maybe we should do that.
And I think it's not too much to equate this to man's venture to the moon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure no one's ever done a radio show from a roundabout before. I think that is a world first.
And they're getting so few these days, world firsts in radio.
I know, they're
because
all run
people,
out.
I mean, radio's been around for a long time.
That's it.
We have to look left of field. And I think live from a roundabout could be it.
So, look, thank you for your suggestion, Nelson. We are excited. We are open-minded. However, we are concerned.
Are you allowed to hang out on roundabouts? That's my big question.
We have a few questions. I mean, the first one, you've been saying this off-air, Zach, about a line of sight, right? That people need to be able to see across a roundabout, that we might be obstructing a line of sight if we were to do a show from a roundabout.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, you have those big roundabouts that have trees on them.
Yeah.
But we want a small roundabout, I think. Well, and are you allowed to hang out there? Is it like a footpath? Is it like a park?
Mm.
Or is there a law saying you're not allowed to, you know, put a deck chair down sit on a roundabout for an extended period of time? Maybe there are no loitering in that area.
Well, you and I are pretty scratchy on our roundabout laws. So we want to know. 13
We're not roundabout lawyers.
We're not. Roundabout Lawyers would be a great name for a law firm.
Yeah.
Just quietly. That's a great logo as well.
We'll get a result in a roundabout way. Not exactly what you want from your lawyer.
Look, we need help. 131060, do you have any information on whether or not we can do this?
Lawyers, town planners maybe, police officers. Maybe you played Sims a lot.
That's
and
not
somehow
bad.
In that, when you're organising your town, there was something about roundabouts.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'll even take calls from people with no expertise who just have thoughts on the idea, whether it's good or bad. Because someone might be listening and have no expertise on roundabouts, but think this is the greatest that I've ever heard. If it's against the law, change the law.
Or you might have heard a radio show do it before. In that case, we're not interested.
No, we're only doing this if it's a radio first.
Yeah.
All right, the 131060, does this count as a legal consultation? Is that effectively what this is?
Yeah.
But we're not paying. Very clear on that.
It's free. Yeah.
Free consultation. Pro bono. 131060, show from a roundabout. What do you think?
We have Tilly on 131060. Tilly, we understand you've Googled it. What did you find?
So I just got that it's not illegal to be on the roundabout, but getting to the roundabout could be your problem.
Yes.
Okay, right. That's of course. Point.
Is that because you can't park on a roundabout, obviously?
Well, I guess not. And, like, you can't really jaywalk to it.
Yeah. There's no crossings.
No.
There's no lights. There's no zebra crossings. We could tunnel.
We could tunneling's not a bad idea. We could somehow get ourselves propelled like a slingshot over the road. Is that legal?
Oh, there's a lot of gear to slingshot. And I think a slingshot big enough for a human, that's going to be a lot more dangerous than being on the roundabout.
Yeah, that's true. What if we broke down? We got a really faulty car and we made sure that...
So we 500 meters away from the roundabout, we get in a truck that only has a tiny bit of petrol left.
That's it. That's what I'm thinking.
And so we run it in, and as it breaks down, we pull up onto the roundabout.
What do you reckon, Tilly? Do you think that sounds fine?
Yeah, and just like pull out all the radio gear and be like, oh, this is such a coincidence.
Yeah.
Could be an issue with broadcasting it just then, as the plan.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But it might be hard to... Look, the lawyers are never going to find this. We'll be fine. We've got Shanna in Melbourne. Shanna, you're a traffic controller. What's your expertise on this?
Basically, you do need to have traffic control. But you'd be able to do it considering I've actually done Christmas lights and all of that on a roundabout.
Okay.
So people have put Christmas lights up on a roundabout, and then you got traffic control there to get them like across the road. Is that what you're saying?
So basically, you can shut down a roundabout. You can do whatever you like as long as you've got signage. So I can have vehicles on a roundabout. I can have people on a roundabout.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we need traffic control.
That's going to be a problem.
That's going to cost money. Yeah. I mean, do you reckon any traffic controllers would volunteer?
We could. How much the high-vis vests cost? I don't think anyone would question you, Don. If we put a hard hat on you and a high-vis vest and get a stop sign.
I know it's illegal to impersonate a police officer. Yep. Is it illegal to impersonate a traffic controller?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it's illegal to impersonate one. I think it's illegal to just suddenly start directing traffic.
All right. Well, that's a problem. We'll note that down. Olivia is in Sydney. Olivia, you found a potential danger.
Yeah, so I actually have a big roundabout at the top of my street, which has a giant tree in the middle. And without fail, once a month, someone crashes into the middle of the roundabout and into the tree.
That's what I'm afraid of. That's afraid of. People, particularly if we're there being distracting.
That's true. I mean, you don't want someone taking out the whole radio setup.
I'm not worried about the radio setup. Run over as many radio setups as you want. It's our own safety I'm concerned about. We could wear camo gear.
Well, I mean, we were wearing high-vis a second ago, and now we're switching camo and high-vis.
No, you wear high-vis.
Okay.
I wear camo. So I blend into the surroundings.
Right. So you survive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look, I think if we could find one that we deemed safe enough, we'd be okay. We'd need to scope that out. Maybe look up accident history.
Yeah, I think we do one. What I'm thinking is like something in a shopping center or something like that.
Okay.
Because then they're really small. I'm thinking we want cars going under 15.
That's not bad.
As slow as they can go.
Yeah, so we'll have time to run away from an oncoming car.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We'll finish on Nick on 131060. You're a law student, Nick. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, as a law student, I have to quickly say that this is a disclaimer that this is not legal advice in any way.
Great.
Of course.
However, what I've learnt so far is if you act innocently, it's better off to beg for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Yeah, and that's from a lawyer, Dom.
That's from a lawyer. Nick did say
he was a law student, and he did say it wasn't official.
Nick, how many years of your law degree in are you?
Not enough to give any sort of good advice.
Okay.
That doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter.
He got into a law degree, though.
That's it. He's at least sat, you've at least sat in one lecture, yeah?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Great.
Yeah.
At least one lecture. That's
well, let's start writing out our plea, our apology to the council.
We'll work on the apology at the same time as we work on the planning.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right. Well, look, we'll wait and see. I guess we got to look into the high-vis solution.
Yeah.
We got to look into the camo. I reckon we briefly look into the catapult. I mean, probably unfeasible, but it's worth an investigation. But who knows, Zach? This radio show could be coming to you live from the centre of a roundabout.
Can you imagine?
Could you imagine?
What would that sound like? You're driving around in your car, and then the radio's from a roundabout. That's crazy.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News tonight, Pauline Hanson covered herself in green and gold body paint for the Soccer World Cup.
I'm sorry if this offends you. But then again, my heart, my passion is for my country. So if it offends you, actually, I really don't care.
Also, Donald Trump spoke about Jeff from the Wiggles.
He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
And Beyonce loves the superhero kids in the Incredibles family.
They're so young, and I can only imagine the pressure that they have to be under, but they're amazing children.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
If you've listened to the show before, you know that each week we ask, beg, nay, plead for 5-star reviews on the iTunes podcast store, a.k.a. the Collective Noun Forum, a.k.a. the happiest place on the internet.
And it is so easy to get into the Collective Noun Forum. All it's going to cost you is a 5-star rating on the iTunes podcast store. Search for Collective Noun on iTunes. Leave that 5-star rating, and then you're in, and you can write whatever you want in the forum.
Dom, who do we have this eve?
Well, firstly, Zach, we have CMG2203 popping into the forum. They've just said, hi boys, long time Aussie listener. A few weeks ago you were talking about how far this podcast has travelled. Well, you should be happy to know that I'm currently listening to your podcast in a bus in Canada. I'm travelling around the US and Canada for a month, and when I feel homesick, I listen to you guys. Which, look, it's lovely, because they've gone on to say that the Collective Noun Forum feels like home with its roller coaster, Vegemite toast in the cafe, Tim Tams, etc. Love the Aussie editions.
As a backing track to this, can you sing your favourite song, Feels Like Home?
Oh, well, you know what? I mean, which version do you want? Josh Groban's? I can do Randy Newman's?
I want Dom Faze.
Dom Faze. Okay. The thing is, they all sing it with a different sort of energy.
Yeah, so you can bring your own spin to it, which I know you will.
Do you want me to sing from the chorus or from the start?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, well, where am I starting
on
from?
On centre stage in Collective Noun Forum.
That's it.
This is Dom Faze singing Feels Like Home.
Hang on a second.
Come on. Boo!
Before I start, I just want to say, can we install, you know how some theme parks have daily shows? Can there be a Dom Faye afternoon show every day in the forum?
Yeah.
Can we start that?
Certainly.
I'd love to do that.
Yep.
I don't know if anyone will come, but you can pop by for the show if you want.
Dom will be in like a white tux. Like, think Michael Bublé, his hero, his
That's
idol.
It. And every day we'll get Piano Man. I'll do all the Christmas hits in the build-up to Christmas from October onwards.
So are
fun.
We getting Feels Like Home?
Well, do you want to, I have asked you, do you want the chorus or do you want it from the very start?
Probably well, the from chorus, the, obviously. Okay. I don't want a 3:30. We're not going to break here for an intermission of Dom singing a full song.
All right, well, this one's for you, CMG.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dom Faye singing the song, which I believe most recently you might have heard in the Qantas ad, Feels Like Home.
Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I've come from. Can you not laugh quite so hard when I'm singing? I mean, honestly,
I'm trying to hold it in. But he seems so sincere because I know, I know, it's all a bit of a laugh, but I know there's a part of him every time he sings that thinks this is the time. This is the time I get discovered.
Maybe I'll be really good this time. I don't know.
You sounded like a really ochre then,
did
for
I?
Some reason.
Well, I was trying to make it sound Australian for CMG2203.
Okay.
And that performance does go out to them as they travel around the US and Canada to remind them of home in the collective.
He'll never come back. He's like, actually, I might stay in North America.
But look, no, thank you for dropping by the forum. You can come anytime in the from any place in the world. And yes, the Australian editions we have added in, I think, do have a nice touch to the place.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, Zach, I know we have the petting zoo. Yeah. Could we have an Australia Zoo-style Australian reptiles exhibit of some sort? Are you open to that?
No.
Why not?
Well, you can't have a reptile petting zoo.
Well, not a petting
zoo. They'll eat all the other animals. I want to say also our petting zoo is free range.
Of course it's free range.
It's huge.
It's massive. Yeah. It's actually bigger than any...
The wild.
Yeah, it's bigger than the wild.
Animals come in and they go, geez, I can really stretch my legs here. The African plains were penning me in.
The downside of that obviously is that you can be there for days and not pet an animal because you might not find one.
Critics have said, are there actually animals there?
Yeah, there are.
I feel like you guys just say that they're sleeping or they're hiding in the immense forest.
Look,
but they are there. You just have to look hard.
It's a mass of land, and we can't guarantee you'll see an animal in the Collective Down Petting Zoo. We can't guarantee that at all. But if you hang around long enough, you might spot one.
What's the difference between a zoo and a petting zoo? Because I would imagine any zoo could be a petting zoo if your arms were long enough.
You know, that is true. When I was younger, I had a petting zoo, and weirdly, because what sort of animals would you expect at a petting zoo?
A goat.
Goat,
a chicken.
Maybe ponies, small ponies.
What, in with the goats and the chickens?
In a separate section of the petting zoo.
That would be a pony ride area. That wouldn't be a petting zoo, though, would it?
Probably true. Well, see, I went to one that was lizards.
Yeah, okay.
And they're not as fun to pat a lizard.
No.
A bit scaly, really. I couldn't tell.
Was this an official event? Or just a guy down at the park? You had caught a wild lizard.
No, I could look. It was at a school fete, and I couldn't quite tell whether this was an official petting zoo, whether this was a good one, the gold standard.
The ones at fetes, I've got to be honest, doesn't look very pleasant for the animals.
No,
encouraged to see recently a lot of them now have an area where the animals can escape to if they want to.
Like a smoko room.
Yeah, a smoko room. but geez, they pack a lot of kids in there.
Oh my gosh. And I'll be honest, I think the whole concept of the petting zoo might need reassessment in 2018. Because I don't think toddlers are great with animal safety.
No.
I'll be honest, there was a chicken I saw once at a school fete that I reckon was being terrorized by a group of toddlers.
Yeah, well, they pick it up.
They was picking it up and the chicken was squawking. It wasn't having a good time.
Yeah.
See, this is what everyone else, all the kids might wake up on school fete day to go to the petting zoo and think, what a great day. The chicken wakes up in an existential crisis.
Yes.
It's another day in hell.
Why don't they put dogs in there? Dogs would love that. They would love
being petted. Dogs would love it. That's a great idea. Whereas a chicken has no idea what's going on.
I don't think chickens like it that much.
No, put dogs in there. Dogs and cats.
Yeah.
I mean, cats probably won't enjoy it as much.
Well, it just becomes a dog park then, doesn't it?
Well, that's a great idea. I mean, who would be... Nobody would complain with a dog park, would they?
I've had the idea before of putting stadium seating around dog parks.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
So you get to... Non-dog owners get to go and watch the dogs. But maybe there should be a walkway over the top.
Yep.
Like, you know, like cage diving for sharks. Something similar where you can go in and pet the dogs. Because I feel like if you go to a dog park now without a dog, it's kind of frowned upon.
It's a bit odd. It's a little bit unusual. You certainly can't go in the gated area, I don't think. Dogs like your price of admission. Should we have a dog park in the Collective Noun Forum?
Yeah.
That's definitely a good idea. Or a dog petting zoo. We can work on that. We'll add that to the list. Next up in the Collective Noun Forum, we have Mr. Stick Cricket dropping by, reminiscing back to everybody's favourite web-based cricket game.
No, it still exists. I downloaded it over summer. It's an app now.
It's an app now.
It's pretty fun.
I was never good at stick cricket.
This was a game that was stick men who played cricket.
Yeah, yeah. And you open up the browser generally, in my experience, and you think, this looks dull. And then you'd be there hours later. And
type of thing that you would play in school and quickly minimise when the teacher was coming over.
Yeah. Were you any good at stick cricket?
I was at probably average.
I couldn't score runs. I found it really hard.
Were you blocking? You were just trying to see out the day's play for a draw.
Get the shine off the new ball.
These are cricket references that no one will understand.
No, look, stick cricket wasn't particularly my game. But look, stick cricket has said that they've discovered this podcast through watching the YouTube videos that they saw
great.
A link. They've clicked on and now they're hooked and they've thanked us. And you know what? For someone who sets such a high bar for entertainment as stick cricket, for them to be enjoying this podcast, that's high praise.
It is.
That's saying
it's good to know the catch the podcast with a link in the video descriptions that we've been putting for years now has finally netted one person. They're putting those nets overboard every day.
Can we get the champagne out? We've been waiting for this. That's long
time. We finally caught someone.
Well, welcome in, Mr. Stick Cricket. And you know what, Zach? I've had an idea. We're talking about adding a dog park to the forum. Could we act like some stick cricket nets?
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? That's a good idea just for the summer season when cricket's in vogue.
We'll look at doing a full pitch.
Yeah, that's not a bad
idea.
We'll
start with the Nets.
We can do it. And what a day at the Forum you could have then, because you could pop by in summer, see Dom do the Christmas hits in the afternoon show, and then have to watch the, you do pat some dogs, and then go watch the 2020.
I've been thinking about the dogs.
Mm.
I reckon you get allocated a dog when you come in.
That's pretty good.
So that's your park dog.
That's good.
And it just stays with you. It'd be really well trained.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's not on a lead. It just follows you.
Mm.
But it likes being petted. It likes being in photos.
Yeah, okay.
And it likes following you around.
What are we going to do about all the dog poo?
No, well, they're trained.
To not poo?
They do it in certain areas.
Right, okay.
There's a trough.
Yeah.
That's running with water. Okay. And it takes it back out into the ocean. Because we're in international waters. Well,
of course we are. Everyone knows that. Okay, great. Well, just don't fall in the poo trough.
It'd probably be okay, though. The water's running pretty fast.
Mm.
So if you fell in...
Well, you'd get, in a Willy Wonka-style situation like Augustus Gloop, you'd get sucked out to sea.
Yeah, you don't want to be at the end.
No.
Where all the poo's collecting.
Some have said that it's a mark on the Collecting Down Forum, a stain on the forum, and brought our health and safety record into question, but we say no at the forum.
It was good enough for the Romans, it's good enough for us.
That is all we've got time for today. If you do want to be a part of it, we would love to have you on board. All you have to do is search for Collective Noun on iTunes, leave a 5-star rating as your admission price into the park, write whatever you want in the review, and read it out next time on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. This is Collective Noun's Pet Name Game.
It's the game anyone with a pet can play. Mm. The theory's simple. We believe on 131060, by just hearing the name of your pet, we can tell you what type of animal it is.
All right, let's put it to the test. We have Matt on 131060. What's your pet's name, Matt?
Rocking the guitar.
That rockin' is your pet's name, Matt.
Sorry?
You say that to call your pet, rocking the guitar.
Yeah, no, my daughter named it. My 4-year-old daughter named it. Okay, rocking the guitar.
I guess that's her first name, middle name, and last name.
I mean, rarely does a pet get 3 names. That's quite an honour for that pet, no doubt.
Who could rock the guitar as a pet?
Are there any famous movies, whatever, where an animal plays a guitar? I'm thinking if his young daughter's named the animal, maybe it's in a kid's movie where an animal plays the guitar.
Could it be a trick question and it's a pet rock?
That's pretty good. I mean, and it's likely, it's possible that if a young daughter has a pet rock. Oh, let's go with that.
Matt, is it a pet rock?
No, sorry.
What is it?
Hermit crab, brother.
Oh, so close. They're practically a rock.
I'll be honest.
When the hermit crab is in the shell, you would not be able to tell the difference between that and a rock.
I reckon in the court of law, you could argue that we got that.
They're cousins.
They're pet rock and
hermit crabs.
I've heard the hermit crab called the rock of animals. So I think that makes sense.
We knew it had to be an animal that... Yeah. Isn't going to respond to its name because it's too long.
All right, we'll move on. We've got Tammy Lee in Brisbane. What's your pet's name?
Mayo.
Mayo. Mayo. Okay. Kind of like mayo, but
yeah,
Mayo.
Kind of, but not. It's kind of like that, except a totally different word.
Well, I've got nothing on Mayo. I know there's a business software called Myob. Which is good if you're doing your tax.
Are there any animals well known for...
accounting.
Accounting.
Oh.
Tax time.
What are they? Which animals are smart? What's the smartest animal? Let's go with this. Dolphins. Yeah. Tammy Lee probably doesn't have a dolphin.
You know what are smarter than they get credit for?
Yeah.
Crows.
Can you keep a crow?
No, but you could keep a bird.
If this is correct. This is like, you know, in high school when you're doing maths and maybe your formulas are so off, but somehow you get the right answer at the end. That'll be the equivalent of this. Tammy Lee, is Mayo a bird?
Mayo is a cat.
Mm. Can we ask about the name? What's Mayo?
My 2-year-old niece couldn't say Milo. She pointed to the can of Milo is what she wanted to name him.
Right, okay. That's fair enough. I feel like if it was to do with Milo, that was my home ground.
Yeah, you should have known that, Dom. You should have known every variation of the pronunciation of Milo.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sorry. I'm really disappointed there. All right, we can bring it home. We can get a win here. Ashley is in Gosford. What's your pet's name?
His name's Jay Feather.
Okay, well, Feather, Dom. Surely it's an animal with feathers. It's a bird. I'm not locking that in yet, Ashley. I'm just thinking it's got feather in it.
Are all... animals with feathers, birds.
Well, what else is coming to mind?
I'm just trying to think. Would you consider a peacock a bird?
Yes.
Yes, it would.
It's not whether I consider that. It's science. Yes, the peacock is a bird. Mm.
I can't think of any other animal that has feathers.
I don't think they exist.
So I think, look, It might be a red herring. We might be being thrown here, but we got to back ourselves. Ashley, is Jay Feather a bird?
No, he's not.
Okay, well, what's happened here? What is he?
He's a gecko.
Okay, what's the name come from then?
He's named after a character from the Warrior Cats book. Yes.
I was thinking a character could throw us off here. If this is the name of something that we haven't heard of before, we're going to look like idiots.
Jeez, well, that's an awful night in the pet name game, really.
0 from 3.
0 from 3, Zach.
And Dom's still confused about birds. What isn't a bird? It's a real blind spot for him.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Zach, I might have done something to get myself banned for life from a restaurant over the weekend. I think I'm in the clear. I think I'm completely fine. I want you to kind of play the judge and jury here.
Oh, in this. More than happy to, Dom. This is a long time coming. I hope that you have received your first banning. There would be many service staff. Happy to hear that finally they're cracking down on you.
I think I'm okay on this one. Don't rush to judgments. I want an unbiased jury, please.
What do you got?
So I was meeting some friends at an Indian restaurant for dinner over the weekend, and I got there first. So I walk into the place, get a table for 5. Now, they take me over to the table. They do the general thing you do when you arrive at a restaurant, pour the glasses of water, and then bring over a basket of 5 pappadums. It's like a bit of a, kind of like the free bread you might get at a restaurant, right? And I think, well, I'm not waiting for these losers. They'll have no proof that there was pappadums here, right?
Oh, what a great friend. Are you getting banned from your friends list as well?
Well, I think that's the reward for getting there first.
There's no reward for getting there first.
I've been there like 15 minutes at this stage. I'm getting hungry. What, I'm waiting to
all
order.
4 of your other friends aren't there.
Yeah, they hadn't made it yet. So I was like, well, I'll just dig in, right?
I'm beginning to think these friends don't exist.
Well, this is where the story's going. So, sort of.
The friends don't exist. No,
not quite there. I have the 5 pappadums. I think I'll just have 1 and then 2, and then, and suddenly I've had 5 pappadums. They're small pappadums. I need to clarify that. And this is when I get a message from my friend saying, "Where are you?" And I reply and say, "I'm at the restaurant. Where are you guys?" Turns out I've gone to the wrong restaurant. There's another Indian restaurant around the corner to the one that I was meant to go to that I've ended up at.
Yeah.
So I'm about 400 meters from the place I'm meant to be.
And you're sitting at a table with 5 empty seats and you've just polished off a few pappadums.
The complimentary snack they give you, assuming you're going to then order some food. Now you can see my dilemma, right? Because they don't charge you for the pappadums. Those were complimentary. But I'm not.
Why didn't you just explain it? I don't understand what the dilemma is. Hey, guys, I've accidentally come to the wrong restaurant. I've just eaten some of your pappadums.
Yeah.
Do you want me to pay for them or should I just get going?
Should have done that. Should have done that in hindsight.
Can I guess what you did?
Yeah.
You snuck out.
I snuck out.
Yeah.
I waited until it looked like all the waiters were in the kitchen getting food and I just snuck to the door and ran. And I did hear someone yelling behind me, "Hey!"
You just kept going.
Just get going. Now, I realized, I got to the other place, got an extra pappadum as well, which was a bonus.
Was that 6 for the night?
6 for the night, so that's gone great. But I did realize that in that restaurant, they would think I'm the sort of person who's going around to sneak free pappadums.
Yes.
Take a table, take the snacks, get out of there.
Well, because you asked for a table for 5, and they gave you 5 pappadums, 1 for each person.
Yeah.
Why don't you go in tonight and ask for 21? A table for 21, thanks. And actually, I have that to go. Just give me a doggy bag for the pappadums and I'll be on my way.
That is a good time for tonight. If you want to hear the full show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes and you can get the podcast there. We'll see you tomorrow at 10.
Bye.
That's all from Collective Noun. Grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.